It's the Afternoon Cruise, and I'm chatting with Cornbread Harris on his birthday. Happy 97th birthday to you, Cornbread.
Thank you, kind sir, very much.
Now, you've got a ton going on right now. You're still doing Sundays over at Palmer's. You got a sold-out show coming up at Hook and Ladder on Thursday. And you got this book on the way with Andrea Swenson, Deeper Blues, The Life, Songs, and Salvation of Cornbread Harris. So I want to ask
what?
You...
Wait a minute. I got what?
You got a lot going on. You got a book coming out. You got weekly gigs. You got a sold-out show on Thursday. You're a busy man.
Well, I want to meet this Cornbread guy that everybody's talking about.
What keeps you going, Cornbread? You got all this energy. You got all this vitality. What keeps you going and what keeps you focused on the music?
Music I love. Music is a talent that was given to me by God. I got several God stories. One of them is the reason that I can do this, all of this, what everybody is so amazed about, is because my amazing guy, that's my boss, is doing it all and then blaming it on me. Yeah.
Well, then today and every day, we're appreciative of God if he gave you these talents, because you've made a tremendous impact in the world of music with them. And as we celebrate your birthday and we think about how long you've been an influence on musicians in Minnesota and all around the world, do you feel connected to the younger generations of musicians who grew up admiring you and are connected to your legacy? Do you feel connected to them?
I don't feel connected to them closely. I feel connected to them as they are keeping track of me and watching what I do and how I do it. And they somehow learn from that. I don't know. They come back and tell me, yeah, I called your name. And the next thing, they had a big, long conversation.
Now, Cornbread, it looks like maybe you got that Live at Nikki's CD behind you. I see that in the picture as we're talking now. That's one of my favorites. I see that behind you. Do you remember it's such a great album, and I love playing it on Jazz 88. Do you remember anything in particular about making that Live at Nikki's?
I don't have anything particular. I mean, you guys are blaming me for a whole lot of stuff here. You know, I haven't done none of this. God is doing this for me. And then he puts the blame on me. And the people come, oh, Cornbread, you're so wonderful. No, I'm not. I'm just a regular, everyday person.
All I can say to that is I think it's good to be a regular person, but I think it's important to celebrate. And maybe you can't celebrate it, but I want to celebrate it, because you've made a contribution. You got some humility in what's going on, but you have made a contribution, and it is such a beautiful thing. The Twin Cities in particular would not be the same without what you've done musically, and I really want to make sure you hear that and know that.
You know, I hate for people like you I talk to make me cry like this. I don't. I hate for that. Oh man. All I can do is just keep on thanking God. That's all I can do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Is anybody I left out? No, I hope not. See, the things that have been just given to me, and I'm thankful for them, and I like to let people know that I am thankful. You can't be no big star without a bunch of fans. There's no way you can do that. No. You can play in your living room with the doors locked all day and all night and never let it out. Don't let it sneak out the door or nothing. I'm all over the place.
I gotta say, considering you are all over the place with the shows you do every Sunday and doing this show on Thursday at Hook and Ladder, it means a lot to us that you spent a little bit of time at Jazz 88, and I really appreciate you chatting with us. And, you know, this book is coming out, and you're playing these regular shows. Is there anything else that you're looking forward to, Cornbread, in the coming weeks and months?
No, what I'm looking forward to is a continuation of how wonderful my life is. That's what I'm looking for. So if you pray or whatever you do, whoever you talk to, that safety pin or whoever it is, whatever, tell them to keep blessing the cornbread. Yes, so.
That is beautiful. Cornbread Harris, happy birthday to you. Thank you for chatting with Jazz 88. A special thank you to Andrea Swenson for putting it together and making this conversation happen. We wish you a happy birthday. Have a great show on Thursday. Have a great show on Sunday. And from the bottom of our heart, happy birthday to you. And thank you for sharing the gifts that God gave you with all of us.
Okay. The last thing you mentioned on my last show, sold out, standing room only, right today. It's already sold out.
There you go.
Standing room only, though. You would sneak in to stand in the corner somewhere if you're paid to get in. Oh.